Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
Go to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 1. Welcome our folks who are listening by HLE Radio and those who are listening with us and having church on Facebook. We welcome you to join us and just worship the Lord and absorb the Word of God, because it is that great sword that we use to fight the enemy with, and we need that power that He gives us. So as we study and preach the Word today, you worship God with us to receive what He has for you. From Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to stop there because that's as far as I want to preach this morning, but the scriptures go on to tell us great things about the giants of faith in God's Word. And we want to talk about those giants of faith this morning. First of all, let me say that faith has been defined and explained and misunderstood and misdirected and used in so many different ways that we can't even name them all. And in many cases, ignored by believers and non-believers alike, which is sad when you run across believers who do not exercise their faith in God. And they have a faith in God, but it's so limited. They expect God to do nothing for them, like they can do it all on their own, and we know that's not possible. But when I say ignored by believers, I mean that some believe and they have faith, but they only believe in certain things. They have faith in certain things instead of faith that believes God in all things, because He said, I can do all things. Amen. That's not certain things, that's all things. That the scripture tells us He can do in the power that we have in the name of Jesus. So this is picking and choosing what you're going to believe and what you're not going to believe and how much faith you're going to have in certain situations. So we find many degrees of faith and faith levels that are expressed in many different ways. Even in the scripture, the Bible tells us about some degrees of faith. Some have no faith, some have little faith, and some have great faith. And I don't know about you, but I would rather be in that group with great faith this morning, because we need to be able to believe God in these times more than we ever did before, because Satan is loose and he's doing everything he can to destroy believers and unbelievers, and he's doing it at a pace that's never been seen before. We see the entire country in an uproar today, and very few leaders in our country are calling upon God. They don't have the faith to believe God. They think they can do things on their own, but we know better than that. There is a faith that pleases God, and there's a level of faith that pleases man. God rejects man's faith unless it's faith in Him. And our belief in Him establishes our strength to go through the things that God allows us to go through. And we carry with it the old victory song. Yeah. You see, when you go through a situation, and we talked about this morning, when you go through a situation and God gives you victory over that, you are to leave that behind and carry your victory with you. You don't leave your victory back there with what God has done for you. You carry it with you because you got to go into another battle. Huh? You know the song we sang, one more river to cross. one more valley to go through, one more mountain to climb. So there's always one more out there. So if you leave your victory behind you, you're going to be in trouble when you get to the next one. Carry your victory with you. Don't get into the mully grubs where Satan wants you to destroy your faith. So the faith that pleases God is the faith that produces giants. My mic's not doing right. My battery. It's all. It's on. Well, that's new batteries that I put in it. Hello. Anyone out there? No. Christian's going to fix me up. Y'all just talk among yourselves for a minute. Praise the Lord. Is it working? Still not on. Well, it's on right here. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Be like the man that was working on his tail lights and had a fella back there watching, and he would tell the guy when it was finished and find out if it was fixed or if it was working. So he fixed the problem and he hollered at the guy. He said, "Is it working?" And the guy stood back there and said, "Yes, no, yes, no." Yeah. That's the way my mic was this morning. Well, anyhow, we know that faith that pleases God produces the giants that we talked about. The faith that pleases God produces the giant. Now, I want you to read the rest of Hebrews chapter 11 and find out how these people became giants of faith. You'll find out that every one of these giants of faith was doing it by faith. They did what they did, believing in God, by faith. Every one of them gives that expression. And that expression is what we should do also. So the faith that pleases God produces these giants. Now, I want you to notice what the scripture says about faith in this very first verse. It says it has substance to it. So the substance that we have is found in the Word of God. That is the element that pleases God is found there in His Word. And then it says we have hope. Hope is the action of faith that we put in there. It's not hope in something that's in this world, but we have a hope of glory, the Bible tells us. And so the hope that we have in Jesus Christ puts our action of faith to work for us, to please God and to believe God. And then it says it has evidence of things you can't see, but you have to believe in them, not based on our senses of what we feel, but based on our faith in God. We have to be able to exercise that faith, put it into action, and actually believe Him. And instead of just saying we have faith, God wants to see our faith. He saw our faith. He saw the faith of the man or the people that put the man down through the rooftop. They cut a hole in the man's roof. That was back in the day where they all had flat roofs in Jerusalem and the area around. So they just chopped the hole in the man's roof and let the sick man down inside. Yeah, what he did was see the action of their faith. And God has to see the action. Faith. We can't just sit around and say we have faith. We have to prove to the world that we have faith. And that makes them call us peculiar people. But you know what? We are. Because we get up in the morning and we say, "Thank you, Jesus." And we pray through the day for wisdom, for knowledge, for things that we might need. And then we go to bed and we pray again. And all of that is done by faith. Because you can't always see it, but God sees our faith. When we're faithful in giving, He sees our faith. Everything that we do in honor of God and work for Him goes up to heaven. Because the Bible says, the psalmist said, everything that God does, Everything that we do in God, in Christ, is already settled in heaven. Getting ready, our mansion is already built. You see, when Jesus said he was going to prepare a place for us, he didn't do it as a contractor. There goes one of them. Boy, me and those batteries, I don't understand this. But he did it because he was God and able to do all things. The possibility is on us to believe that Christ has done it. Some people say he didn't build mansions, he built houses. Well, you can have a house if you want to. I've lived in houses. But in glory, we're going to have a mansion according to the word of God. So faith as the persuasion of the mind that a certain statement is true. You see, the mind is involved in your faith. Huh? The primary idea in your mind of faith should be trust. Trust the Lord. Trust his word. Trust what he says. If a thing is true, then it is worthy of trust. Now, you have to be careful today because all things you hear are not necessarily true. So, as Christian says on Tuesday night, take it to the word of God. That's where you prove what is true and what is not true. Not what we say, not what we do, but what the word of God says what we are and says what we do. When we follow him, we can have trust in his word. Paul said it in Philippians 1 and verse 27. Whether I am with you or absent, I want you to stand fast in one spirit with one mind. For the faith of the gospel. One spirit, one mind for the faith of the gospel. Now elsewhere the Bible says, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. So our mind has a lot to do with our faith. But we have to be careful because our mind will lead us in the wrong direction. Work me over there, bro. Praise the Lord. But if our mind is absorbing the things of God, well, that will translate to our faith in believing what God can do. Because he never fails. And if you believe that, then you're trusting him. And Paul said, I want you to continue and stand fast whether I am here or not, because it's not in me that you have faith. I want you to have faith in God and have your mind renewed by the Spirit. Your mind will have an effect as to the degree of your faith or the level of your faith. And through your mind, your eye will see the evidence on which your faith rests. What is the evidence that we talked about? That evidence is the word of God. Yes. And you can't always, you can read it, but if you don't have spiritual sight, you don't see it. It's a spiritual book. It's a spirit, and it's written for a purpose, that it might enhance our spirit. That we might be able to believe what God's word says. And that we might be able to think on the things that are righteous. And think on the things that are good. Think on those things that are given to us by God that are good for us. And your mind will be renewed. And through your mind, your eye will see the evidence. Through your mind, your eyes will see the evidence. The eye is the entrance into man's soul. Don't let your eye deceive you. Jesus said, if it does, pluck it out. So your mind has a lot to do with your faith. You cannot let that mind affect yourself in a degree that you will not have the faith God wants you to have. And this is why many fail the test of faith. Because trusting in things that are not seen, the first verse, they trust only in what they can see. That's ritual. The things you can see, that's ritual. that's set before you so that your mind can be set in one manner or the other. And the Bible tells us in what manner and in what direction our mind should be set. When they asked Jesus, why have you come to earth, he gave them two answers, and one of them was, I've come to do the will of the Father. Well, the will of the Father is done by faith, and Jesus exercised that faith, and that's why we have to struggle to be like Jesus. Our reward is going to be heaven, but we need a goal set in our mind to be like Jesus and to worship like Jesus and to do the works of the Father. And you cannot fail if you're... Got it? Cannot fail if you... Try that again. You cannot fail if you're following Jesus by faith. So you continue that walk and trust in what you see spiritually from God's word and not what you see with your natural eye. This is why we must have a renewing of our minds. Renew. The Bible says renew your mind. We don't renew our mind looking at the things of this world. We renew our mind through the Word of God. That's where we maintain and gain the power to continue the walk of victory. So this leads us to a faith as a result of teaching. The Bible tells us that. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if you want to have a proper faith in God, you have to read, study, read, study what? The Word of God. Learn what God has said. If faith comes by hearing the Word of God, then knowledge is an essential element in all of our faith. We have to have a knowledge of the Word of God. There's nothing wrong with having knowledge. Make sure that you have knowledge in the Word of God. Then you say goodbye to that. Hallelujah. What is going on here? We're still going to go. If I have to get another mic, we're going to go. So we have to have that relationship of our mind and that our heart working together because our mind is that essential element in the faith that we have. But faith has this element also. It's called assent, which is an act of the will. Now we get to our will, our willpower. You can't depend on your own willpower because the devil is trying to guide you by your conscience. And if your conscience is not saved, you're going to follow that conscience in the wrong direction. So we now have to have willpower, and that willpower comes to us by reading, studying, and listening to the Word of God. But with faith, this element of knowledge comes to us to be able to accomplish those things in life that God has given us to accomplish, even the little minor things that we sometimes just overlook. We need knowledge to do the things that we do. And knowledge comes from God as well as wisdom. But man can give you knowledge through studying and learning the ways of man. You have to have a little bit of common sense. You have to get out of that routine of stupidity. You ever get a Christmas gift for one of your child's something they had to put together, and you open the box and throw away the instructions and start putting it together until you get to a place where one of it don't fit? Then you go looking through the trash for the instructions. Yeah. You see, that instruction sheet would give you knowledge of how to put that together. But you're too smart for that. You're smarter than the people that put it together in the first place, huh? Oh, I know we're not guilty of that. None of us has ever done that before in our lives.
But the assent means for us to agree,
amen, with the word of God and what it says. And when you assent to the truth, if you're doing that, then you're agreeing with the truth. And the truth will bring you to a place where your faith will be greater and greater and greater as you grow in the Lord and His word, read and study and learn the word of God. Then your faith will be greater than you ever thought it could be. So this agreement with the truth is essential to become the faith that we need in God. Then there's this faith called a historical faith. That is when we stand in agreement with certain statements which are regarded as facts of history. One of the problems with our country today is they're getting rid of history. And if you don't know your history and try to change the things that were bad, then you're headed for destruction. And that's why they're trying to dumb down our kids in school, because they want them to be ignorant of the history. And there are many Christians that are ignorant of the history of God's word. I'm excited about what Christian is doing on Tuesday night, because he's giving us a lot of history about the churches and the things, and even giving us some pictures to look at on the big screen, which allows us to understand what the history was of these churches. And we need to know the history of God's word. A spiritual history of God's word, an understanding of God's word that we can't get anywhere else. So this is when we stand in agreement with these kind of statements, and we believe in the history of God's word, because we have politicians and teachers and some preachers that are trying to change the history in schools and in churches. Changing the word of God. Every once in a while, they come out with a new Bible. Got a new name on it. But you got to be careful. I like the King James Version because it interprets the Bible word by word. And there are Bibles written out there that interpret the word of God in a different way and come to a different conclusion of what the word says. But the Bible tells us this is the only truth, the word of God. Doesn't matter whose name is attached to it, if it's the truth. And what you learn and study about the truth is going to enhance your faith, and you become one of those giants of faith that the Bible talks about. So the state of mind that we're in will lead us to study and learn the word of God. So that's why the mind has to be in the right state. And that right mind is found in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. What was the mind of Christ? The entire time that he was here, his mind was set on doing the will of the Father. If our mindset can be that would change our whole life. Doing the will of the Father. In the model prayer that Jesus gives us, thy will be done. Huh? It's important that we establish a will to do the will of the Father, because his will is for us and benefits us. So those who are exposing the truth that's not true will one day settle with God for changing his word. So that is the state of mind which awakens men and women to the fact and the truth of God's word. It's not a temporary faith. As a preacher, we preach many messages through the years, and as you get older, you find yourself looking back at some of them and wondering what you said. Sometimes I get a little help with that. this is what you said. That's why it's important that we say the Word of God. That's why it's important that you know what God's Word says. So this happened, the exposing of the truth, it happened to a king called Agrippa. The Bible says when Paul stood before him and spoke the truth about salvation and spoke the truth about a living God and a living Savior, it says that Agrippa said to Paul, almost, Paul, almost, almost you have persuaded me. Years ago in the old church in Jennings on Cutting Avenue and the highway there, I was helping Brother Cornwell. He was pastoring at that time. He pastored that church for some 12 years, I believe. And we were putting new flooring down in the old building, and a couple of preachers that knew we were working there and knew him and knew what he preached, which was the Trinity. And they came in with their ambitious thoughts of trying to change what we believed into what they believed. And one minister asked Brother Cornwell, he said, well, what is your persuasion? And Brother Cornwell looked at him, he said, I am persuaded that he is able. Huh? Yeah, made me want to shout. I am persuaded. I don't care what you think. I am persuaded that God is able to do all what his word says. We need to be persuaded this morning that God can do it. Because he can. And they didn't want to talk too much after that. But Agrippa said almost. Almost. Almost persuaded is not going to get the job done. And Paul said, I am persuaded. It's not a halfway persuasion. That persuasion in God is based upon your faith in what God can do for you and what you found in God's word to be the truth. You can be persuaded a lot of different ways with a lot of different things, especially if you watch television for an hour. That's all you need to watch. And the commercials will come on trying to persuade you. They take the same medication, put a new name on it, and try to persuade you to take it when you've actually already taken it. But if you don't have the right mindset, you'll send your $34.99 to try it out. My, my. Persuasion. So this is the common operation of the Holy Spirit. To prick the heart of the believer, because sometimes the believer is not persuaded correctly. And also the heart of the unbeliever to bring them to know Jesus Christ. And lastly, this is not a closing, it's just lastly. Got it, Shell? There's saving faith. There's a saving faith. Now you can't do anything in the manner of works to be saved. Christ has done it for us. But there's one thing you have to do. It's called believe. Every time the scripture speaks about faith, it talks about believing.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. there goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend to dry my tears.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.